哈利路亚，各位长子，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace be with all the brothers and sisters here.
今天晚上我们要去谈的题目是活出无憾的人生。
Our topic for mutual encouragement tonight is to live a life of no regrets.
人的一生就是从出生那一刻到离开世界那一刻。
Man's beginning is from the moment of his birth.To the death of his life.
有人的人生很长，有人的人生很短。
Some people live a very long life. Some people live a very short one.
但是长短并不是最重要。
But the length of the life is not the most important.
最重要是离世的那一刻，我们回头一看。
And the most important part is the moment you leave, when you look at your life in retrospect.
到底你的人生有没有遗憾？
Do you have any regrets living this life?
有没有？可以做得更好的。
Is there something that you could have done better?
或者是有一些我希望我没有做的。
Or some things that you wish you could have done but didn't do.
今天是年三十晚，也是中国人的新年的之前的除夕夜。
And this also happens to be the eve of, you know, the Lunar New Year for the Chinese people.
我们每个人都要常常地回想自己过去的一年。
And every one of us must reflect on the life we've lived.
如果到现在有还有很多的遗憾。
And if you still have a lot of regrets.
那可能人生就充满了遗憾。
Then you'll have a life, you're living a life of regret.
所谓的遗憾有两方面来说。
And we can look at regrets in two ways.
第一就是你该做的事没有做，这会产生遗憾。
The things that you ought to do but didn't do, this will cause regrets.
比如说你的责任也没有尽呢。
For example, you didn't commit fully to your responsibility.
年轻人有年轻人的责任。
For young people, youth, they have the responsibilities of a youth.
比如说就是求学。Seeking education.
For example, seeking education.
你要准备将来。
You have to prepare for your future.
你这个时候该做的没有做，以后你就会有遗憾。
If you do not do this part of your life well, then you'll have regrets in the future.
中年人有中年人要做的事。
And for those that are middle aged, they have their own regrets too.
就是爱你的家庭。
For example, to the duty of loving one's family.
爱你的妻子，爱你的儿女。
To love your spouse, to love your children.
你这个时候没有做。
If you do not do this,
到你老的时候，妻子离开你了。儿女不理你，你就有遗憾。
Then when you hit your older age, maybe your spouse leaves you and your children don't come home.
老年人也有老年人的遗憾。
And for the elderly, there's also regrets.
每一个人都有该做的事。
For everyone, there's something that they must do.
该做的没有做，你就会遗憾。
And if we do not do the things that we ought to, then we will face regret.
遗憾的另外一个原因就是你不该做的你却去做了。
A second reason for the regret is you do something you know you ought not to do.
就是做错了很多事情。
For example, doing wrong things in your own life.
引起你很多的痛苦。
That cause yourself a lot of pain.
或者浪费你很多的时间。
Things that perhaps waste your own time.
比如说有一些人做错事情，他去坐牢了。
For example, some people in this world, when they commit a wrong thing, they go to prison.
那一辈子都是有遗憾。
And for their whole life, they live it with regret.
或者是他投资在错误的东西上面，他把所有的钱都失去了。
Or perhaps they made a wrong investment and they pour all their savings into the wrong thing and they lose all their money.
所以想起来说就会有遗憾。
And when they think about this, they'll have a lot of regret.
人生总有很多不完美的事。
There's a lot of imperfections in human life.
过去也不能改变。
In the past, we cannot correct.
但是还好，我们还有现在。
But fortunately, we have the present.
我们要怎么样把有遗憾的人生改变成为没有遗憾？
How do we transform a life of regret to a life of no regret?
怎么样活出无憾的人生？
How do we live a life of no regrets?
今天我们再来谈一谈。
This is what we ought to reflect on today.
以保罗的例子来看一看。
From the perspective of Paul's own example.
他的人生怎么从有憾到无憾。
How does his life go from full of regrets to a life of no regrets?
第一点。
First point.
保罗认识神就改变了他的人生变成无憾。
Paul, because he knew the Lord, he was able to transform his life of regrets to a life of no regrets.
看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
第十四节。 加拉太书一章十四节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 14。
加拉太书一章的十四节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 14。
十四节。
14。
我们一起读。
Let's all read together。
一二三。我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我主动的遗传更加热心。这里告诉我们保罗信主之前他的人生。
And here Paul describes his life before believing in the Lord.
他的表面是怎么样的呢？
He describes what he was like.
他的表面是看起来是在犹太教中非常的热心。
And on the surface, he appears to be very advanced in Judaism.
然后呢，在同岁的人中更有长进。
And he was so advanced, he was beyond many of his contemporaries.
注意这两个字，一个就是热心，一个就是长进。
Two things we have to pay attention here is how advanced he was and how zealous he was.
热心就是他非常热衷宗教的活动。
He was very zealous in the activities of Judaism.
就好像你今天看到犹太人安息日穿得很整齐，都去教会。
If you observe the Jews today, they dress appropriately, going to the Sabbath.
他们呢谨守很多宗教上的这种礼仪，包括不吃这个，不摸那个。
And they uphold a lot of their own customs and their own laws. There are things they even do not eat.
这个就是很热心的。
This is what we call today zeal.
然后呢，他更有长进。
He was also very advanced.
他不单只是一个普通的犹太人。
He was not just an ordinary Jew.
还是一个热心的进取的法利赛人。
But he was a zealous Jew, who was a Pharisee among Pharisees.
所谓的法利赛人就是非常的严谨的。
What I mean by Pharisees is that they were very strict.
法利赛这个字就是分别出来的意思。
The word Pharisees means to set apart.
就是他的生活很圣洁的，看起来是很正经的。
And when you observe the life of a Pharisee, you can see that they're very pure.
那这样的人生够好了吧？
And if you observe a life like this outwardly, don't you think this is perfect?
应该没有遗憾了吧?
There should be no blame on this person.
但其实保罗那个时候并没有真正的认识神。
But at this time, Paul did not truly know the Lord.
他只知道旧约的耶和华真神。
He only knew the God of the Old Testament.
不知道这位真神道成为肉身就是耶稣。
But he did not know that this was the God who manifested himself into flesh and was called Jesus.
所以他不相信耶稣。
And so thus he did not believe in Jesus.
所以他宗教上面的这些表现。
And so a lot of his outward behavior in his faith.
他都是一种外在的形式。
It was a faith that was motivated by outward actions.
Outward appearance. 他不是真正里面那么好的。
Within, he was not so good.
他就是用典型的法利赛人，就是虚假的。
He was someone who was
典型的 typical Pharisee.
He was a typical Pharisee.
就主耶稣常常骂的那一种人。
He was one that the Lord Jesus often rebuked.
宗教上面表面上做得很虔诚，里面一点都不好。
Outwardly, he behaved very well, but in the inside, they were not good.
这个是保罗自己讲的。
This is what Paul he himself said.
我们看罗马书第七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
罗马书第七章二十三节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 23.
我们一起读。
Let's all read together.
七章二十三节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 23.
三。但我觉得肢体中另有一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。二十四节。
24。
我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？这是保罗他有憾的人生。
And this is what Paul describes his life was.
他认识耶稣之前是活着一个虚假的生活。
When he before believing in the Lord Jesus, he lived a wretched life.
什么叫虚假的生活 ？Hypocrite 啊。
He lived the life of a hypocrite.
什么叫虚假
？And what does it mean by hypocrite?
他这是假的嘛？表面那么虔诚，里面根本一点都不虔诚。
It means outwardly he was very zealous and fervent, but on the inside he was not so good.
里面还是常常犯罪啊。
On his inside he continues to sin.
他很想做好，但是其实里面却是不好。
He wants to do good, but he's not able to.
但是表面又要做得很好。
And but outwardly he behaves very well.
这个就是叫做自己欺骗自己。
This is what is called self-deceit.
有遗憾的人生，其实一个原因就是因为我们常常欺骗自己。
And sometimes the reason we live a life of regret is because we often deceive ourselves.
我们戴着一个面具在做人。
We live life carrying a facade.
我们对外面的人戴着一个面具。
We carry a facade when we meet with other people.
来到教会又戴着一个面具。
And when we come to the church as well, we bring a facade.
那通常这个面具什么时候一定要脱下来？
And when do you take off this facade?
我问大家，到底面具什么时候一定要脱下来？
When do we have to take off this facade?
回到家里。
When we go home.
你在外面装的怎么样，其实都不重要。
No matter how well you behave in society, in the world,
你家里的人最了解你。
Your own family knows you the best.
你在外面可以哇，穿得很整齐，讲得很好听。
For towards the outside, you could speak well, you could dress well.
但是你回家，你一定会面具会脱下来的。
But when you go home, you will tear down this facade.
因为你不可能在家里也戴着啊。
Because it's not possible for you to carry it at home.
谁最了解你？
So
the 缺点。
Who knows you and your weaknesses the best?
第一就是你的配偶。
It is first is your spouse.
你的先生、你的太太知道你是个真的怎么人。
Your husband or your wife will truly know what kind of person you are.
只是没有办法，因为已经嫁给你，已经娶了你了，所以要忍耐。
And so,
改变不了你。
They have no choice because you're already married to them, and they can't change you.
很痛苦，有时候很痛苦。
And so, for some people, it's suffering.
有时候你儿女看到你就是个虚假的人。
And sometimes your children will even look at you and know that you are a hypocrite.
哇，在教会做那么多圣工，讲得那么好听。
That at church you are doing so many things, you are speaking so well.
回到家里，完全另一个人。
But when you return home, you are completely a different person.
为什么常常骂妈妈？
Why do you always talk back to your mom?
为什么对爸爸不尊重？
Why do you not respect your father?
哇，嘴巴讲得那么好。
Your mouth has such sweet words.
我们都知道，我们有一个律啊，知道要做好啊。
There's a law that we know that we must do good.
但是我们常常要刚好做相反的。
But oftentimes we do the opposite.
回到家里就做相反的。
When we return home, we do the opposite of good.
这个就叫做自己欺骗自己。
This is what is called deceiving yourself.
如果我们这样子常常这样做，我们人生一定会有遗憾的。
And if we continue to live life like this, we will encounter regret.
我们跟家人的关系一定是不好的。
Then of course our relationship with our own family members will not be good.
还有你家人的信仰也会不好。
And the faith of your own family members will also not be good.
尤其是你下一代。
Especially the next generation.
骗不了了。
You cannot deceive your children.
有人做人的访问呢，问年轻人为什么离开教会。
And some people they ask the youth, how come you choose to leave the church?
有当然有很多的原因，年轻人离开教会有很多原因。
Of course, for a young person to leave the church, there are many reasons.
但是大部分的原因是什么？
But what is the majority of these reasons?
他们有去宗教教育啊。
They're all children that have been through religious education.
有参加学生灵恩会啊。
They've all attended these student spiritual convocations.
有去神训班啊。
They've all attended, you know, the national youth theological seminar.
为什么离开教会？
Why would then would they leave the church?
他说我的父母很假。
Sometimes they would say, my father and mother, they're fake.
在教会讲一套，在家里做一套。
They speak one thing at church, do another thing at home.
如果我们的是戴着面具自己欺骗自己的话，
and so if we carry around a facade and we deceive ourselves,
我们的人生一定会有遗憾。
Then there's going to be regret in our life.
所以保罗在那个时候这是有很大的遗憾。
And so for Paul, at that time in his life, he had much regret.
他每天都有两个律在里面交战呢。
In his own life, there's two laws warring in his memory.
他说二十二节，按照里面的意思，我知道我要做好。
In verse 22, it says, "I delight in the law of God according to the inward man."
但是二十三节说，肢体中又有另外一个律让他做不好。
But 23, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind.
因为那个时候还没有认识主耶稣。
Because at that time he still did not know the Lord Jesus.
虽然知道律法。
Even though he knew the law.
但是没有力量改变自己。
But he had no strength to change himself.
也没有圣灵。
He also did not have the Holy Spirit.
最主要是没有得救。
And he also did not have salvation.
所以他很苦啊。
And so he suffered.
其实遗憾的人啊，心里面是很痛苦的。
And so the people who live a life of regret, they're in their hearts, they really are suffering.
但是又常常欺骗自己， I'm okay, 我没有问题。问题的都是你，不是我。
And they constantly deceive themselves and think the problem is anyone but themselves.
我们注意啊，如果一个人常常指责别人，都是你有问题。
And we have to be careful if a person continues to say that the problem is always someone else.
其实这个人本身就是最大的问题。
Then perhaps this person is the one with the problem.
都是配偶的问题。
Perhaps it's the problem of the spouse.
都是父母的问题。
It's the problem of the parents.
都是儿女的问题。
It's the problem of the children.
都是教会的问题。
It's the problem of the church.
永远不会说是自己的问题。
Then we'll never say it's my own problem.
他本身就是最大的问题。
Then they themselves are the biggest problem.
因为他看不到自己的问题。
Because they're not aware of their own shortcomings.
他欺骗自己。
They deceive themselves.
所以就是会产生很大的遗憾。
And so for them, they will have a lot of regret.
那怎么样把这个遗憾拿走？
And how do you take away regret?
我们看24节。
Let's turn to
25节。
Verse 25.
罗马书7章25节。
Romans 7:25.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三，感谢神，靠着我们主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这里说要靠着主耶稣基督。二十五节这里是要靠着主耶稣基督的。
And so in verse 25, it tells us through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
怎么样靠着主耶稣基督呢？
And how do we rely on Jesus Christ?
是不是信了主之后就马上没有遗憾？
Does it mean that the moment you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you suddenly have no regrets?
是不是信了主之后就马上会改变？
Is it because you believe in in Christ, that moment you change?
是不是得了圣灵之后就自动会改变？
Is it when you receive the Holy Spirit, at that moment you start to change?
当然是否定的。
That's, of course, that's not correct.
因为很多人受了洗了，但是他却没有改变。
Because we can observe a lot of people when they are baptized, they don't immediately change.
很多人得了圣灵了，但是还是老样子。
A lot of people when they receive the Holy Spirit, but you can see their old man is still at work.
不是主耶稣的问题。
You cannot blame the Lord Jesus.
不是圣灵的问题。
And you cannot blame the Holy Spirit.
是他自己没有靠着圣灵去。对付自己的肉体的软弱。
It is because they themselves choose not to rely on the Holy Spirit to deal with their own weaknesses.
因为第二节，我们看这个第一节，第八章第一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
第八章第一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
一二三，如今那些在基督耶稣里的，就不定罪了。第二节。
Verse 2.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。这里说靠着圣灵，生命圣灵的律。
And here it says, according to the Spirit, the law of the Spirit.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
我们信了主耶稣基督之后，
after we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们还有很多的软弱啊，改变不了啊。
We have many weaknesses that we have yet to change.
就好像那个水啊，会往下面流下去。
Just like how a water flows downward.
这个叫物理的定律。
This is the law of gravity.
这个是不会改变的。
This is something that cannot change.
你水从高的地方流到下面。
For water to descend from a high place, it will flow downward.
这是我们的人性。只要你是人，你要肉体，你就会骄傲，就会自私，就会很多不好的个性。
This is an analogy for human nature. As long as we are human, we have this nature of being selfish, of being wicked.
但是现在你信了主之后，
but after we have believed in the Lord Jesus,
你可以靠着主耶稣基督去改变你自己。
We can change ourselves by relying on the Lord Jesus.
对付肉体的软弱。
To deal with the weaknesses of our flesh.
这个力量，肉体的力量很大。
The power of the flesh is great.
不靠圣灵是没有办法改变的。
Without relying on the Holy Spirit, it is impossible for one to change.
我们看第五。
Let's look at verse 5.
不改变会怎么结果呢？
And what is the consequence of not changing?
就是有遗憾啊。
It is regret.
八章五节。
Let's read Romans chapter 8 verse 5.
一二三。
One, two, three.
因为顺从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，顺从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。第六节。体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。这里把我们的缺点讲出来了。
And here it describes our weakness.
我们每个人都有肉体啊。
And for each and every one of us, we have weakness.
除非已经死了就没有肉体了。
Unless you're one who has died and you do not no longer belong to the flesh.
有肉体就会有骄傲。
If you have flesh, then you will experience pride.
就会有眼目的情欲，肉体的情欲，今生的骄傲。
You will have the desires of the flesh. You will have the pride of life.
也会懒惰。
You will also be lazy.
也会很容易生气。
You will also be given into wrath.
这个都是肉体，就像你饿要吃饭一样。
These are all the desires of the flesh, just like how when you're hungry, you desire to eat.
但是你可不可以克服它？
But can you conquer these desires?
可以克服它呢。
Yes, you can.
比如说你饿了，但是你为了某件事情，你要禁食祷告，我站着不吃，我饿我也不理他。
For example, if you're hungry, you have this desire to eat, but for a specific purpose, you choose to fast. You conquer this desire to be hungry.
这个就是不顺从肉体了。
This is called not obeying the law of the flesh.For example, if your flesh or you're feeling very tired, you don't want to bring yourself to service.
哇，是机会，每次都是迟到。
And when you come to service, you're always late.
但是我为了要克服我的软弱。
But for the sake of conquering the flesh,
我不听我肉体的话，我肉体要睡觉，但是我就是要早点起来。
You do not heed the desires of the flesh, you wake up early and you bring yourself to church.
我肉体想要犯罪。
And so if your flesh desires to sin,
但是我不想体贴肉体。
But you do not want to go along with your flesh.
我要体贴圣灵啊。
You will rely on the Holy Spirit.
所以关键怎么才可以没有遗憾？
And so what is the point? How do we not have regret?
不体贴肉体。
Is to not obey the law of the flesh.
是体贴圣灵。
And rely to live
mind.
Who set their minds on the things of the Spirit.
将你的心放在哪里？
Where do you set your mind to?
你心不会想说我也没有很大的改变。你心里想不想改变？
In your heart, you will think, you won't think how challenging it is to change.
如果你不想改变，圣灵是不会帮你的。
If you do not want to change yourself, the Holy Spirit will not help you.
再重复一次，如果你不想改变，就算你得了圣灵，也不会改变。
If you do not have the desire to change, even after you have received the Holy Spirit, you will not want to change.
你的心根本不在圣灵的事上面。
And because the Holy Spirit is not even in your mind.
Your heart is not on the mind or the things of the Holy Spirit.
And your heart is not on the things of the Holy Spirit.
但是如果你有这种心想要改变，
but if you have the heart to want to change,
比如说，哎呀，我太多的软弱。
For example, you understand, you acknowledge how much weaknesses you have.
想想过去一年。
If you think past this past year,
我们在神面前有多亏欠。
How much we have fallen short before God.
我们不够热心。
We may find ourselves not zealous enough.
爱自己多过爱神。
We find ourselves loving ourselves more than God.
我们对家人的亏欠。
And maybe we also fall short in our own families.
不够爱家人，不够关心家人。
Perhaps we do not have enough love, not enough care for our own family members.
当我们想到自己亏欠的时候。
And when we think of our own shortcomings.
哦，你想要改变。
And you have this desire to change.
是圣灵已经在里面动工了。
The Holy Spirit begins its work there.
那开始为这个事祷告。
And you start to pray for this matter.
然后圣灵会给你力量。
The Holy Spirit will give you strength.
告诉你，不要再体贴肉体了，不要再顺从你自己的本意了。
And to break the desire to want to heed the flesh.
如果你一直往原来的方向去做的话，就会遗憾。
And if you continue according to the flesh, then you will have regret.
所以第六节就说体贴肉体就是死啊。
And that's why in verse 6 it says, "For to be carnally minded is death."
保罗他知道。
And for Paul, he has experienced this.
主耶稣拣选他之后。
After the Lord Jesus has chosen Paul.
从他得到圣灵那一天。
From the day he received the Holy Spirit.
他没有再体贴他的肉体。
He no longer is carnally minded.
他把他的心放在圣灵上。
He was able to put his mind and heart in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要他做什么，他就做什么。
And whatever the Holy Spirit wanted him to do, Paul went and did so.
圣灵要他怎么改变他的个性，他就开始改。
And whatever the Holy Spirit wanted him to do, wanted him to change, he changed.
他也有肉体。
And he also had flesh.
但是他不体贴他的肉体。
But he did not rely on his flesh.
今天我们就是太体贴肉体。
And today, we rely too much on our own flesh.
所以我们的信仰都是在很软弱的情况。
And so for us, our faith is in a weak place.
但是主耶稣基督是要释放我们的。
But the Lord Jesus will release us.
所以怎么样来就活一个无憾的人生。
And how do we live a life of no regret?
就是认识主耶稣基督。
It is to know the Lord Jesus.
体贴圣灵。
And to rely on the Holy Spirit.
不要顺从肉体。
And do not heed the law of the flesh.
主耶稣基督里面真的是释放了我们了。
And in Christ will we find liberty.
感谢主，我们今天晚上一起来聚会。
And thank the Lord that many members have gathered here for Friday night service.
我很感动。
I myself am very touched.
卡加利弟兄姐妹真的很爱神。
For the Calgary church members, they truly love the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为今天是年三十晚啊。
Because today is the eve of Lunar New Year.
有一个海外的同工 亚洲的同工给我分享一张照片。
There was an Eastern worker who shared a photo with me.
礼拜五晚上他就讲到。
He was
就是今天
speaking tonight.
讲到聚会有多少人在下面听到。
And showed me how many people came on this day.
只有传道传道良还有他的孩子一家六个人。
Only the minister, his wife, and his children were present for the Friday night service.
其他全部没有在。
Everyone else was not present.
为什么？
Why?
吃团年饭去了。
They're eating their Chinese New Year meal.
所以礼拜五晚上不来聚会。
And so for them,
包括负责人，包括长职。
Including the church board members, including all the elders.
吃团年饭那么重要？
Is Chinese New Year dinner that important?
不可以，那不可以早一点吃吗？
Can you not have this meal earlier?
不可以早一天吃吗？
You cannot have this meal a day earlier.
如果不吃，也没关系吗？
Even if you do not have this meal, is that wrong?
礼拜五进入安息圣日。
On Friday night, we should enter into the Sabbath day.
为什么会有这种现象？
How come this is happening?
因为现在我们是体贴肉体的时代。
Because this is a generation that is more carnally minded.
但是感谢主，今天看到我们大家都来到会堂。
But thank
没有说什么新年不新年。
But thank the Lord, we have many members showing up to service today, whether it's Chinese New Year or not.
传道人也告诉我，前几个礼拜零下四十度的时候。
And preacher's wife has also told me.
哇，你们都来聚会。
-40 and still many people came to service.
去到阿根廷都跟他们见证这个事情。
And when I went to Argentina, this was also a testimony for the members there.
没有错，当我们体贴肉体的时候，你有100条理由可以不亲近神，不做圣工，不改变自己。
So truly, if one is carnally minded, we can find 100 excuses for why we don't want to come to service, why we don't want to serve.
如果你爱神,
but if we love the Lord,
一个条件就够了,
we only need one reason.
主耶稣是最重要的,
is that the Lord Jesus is the most important.
我要体贴圣灵,
and we have to be spiritually minded.
体贴圣灵,
yeah. We have to be spiritually minded.
不遗憾的人生的第二点。
And the second point of living a life of no regret.
保罗从遗憾到不遗憾，就是因为他开始侍奉神。
For Paul, who lived a life of regret to a life of no regret, is because he started serving the Lord.
他的方向从不对到对。
He went from a wrong direction to the right direction.
我们看加拉太书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
一章十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 13.
一二三。
One, two, three.
你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎么样极力逼迫残害神的教会。这里保罗说他以前是有遗憾的。
And here it tells us that before in his life he had a regret.
当然他在做这件事情的时候不感觉到有什么不对。
And when he did this, while he was in the action of doing this, he did not feel any regret.
他甚至觉得自己是为神大发热心。
And for his actions at the time, he felt like these actions was a result of a zealous heart.
第十四节说，我比别人更热心啊。
In verse 14, he tells us he was more exceedingly zealous.
热心好还是不好？
Is a zeal good or not?
可以很好，但是也可以很坏。
It can go either way, good or bad.
如果你很热心，但是没有真见识、真真理。
If you were a zealous but not in the truth,
没有按照神的话语去做。
And you did not do according to the Lord.
你这个真热心就是害死你，害死教会。
And then this zeal will cause harm and destroy the church.
你看保罗，他有热心啊。
For Paul, he had zeal.
但是他的方向是错的。
But his direction was incorrect.
他为神大发热心，但是要逼迫神的，结果逼迫了主耶稣基督。
He was so zealous, but ended up going against the Lord Jesus.
我们看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传的第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
使徒行传第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第四节。
Verse 4.
九章第四节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 4.
使徒行传第九章第四节。
Acts of Apostles chapter 9, verse 4.
一二三。
One, two, three.
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”第五节。他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”你看保罗，他的人生有没有遗憾
？And if you look at Paul, does his life have any regret?
他以前有遗憾。
Yes, if you look at his past life, he was living a life full of regret.
他那么追求，那么热心，结果完全是错的。
He was so actively pursuing, so zealous, but pursuing and zealous in the wrong things.
这个打击很大。
And for him, this was a shock to Paul.
保罗这个时候不是个年轻，不是个十六七岁的年轻人，是一个成年人了。
He was not a 16, 17-year-old teenager. He was a grown adult.
他一辈子追求的。
What he spent his whole life pursuing.
希望得到别人的肯定。
He wanted the validation of his peers.
他得到最后的教育。
The result of his education.
在加马略的门下学好了犹太的律法。
And under Gamaliel, he was educated. He had the best education in Judaism.
他为了神要消灭这些所谓的基督徒。
And for the sake of God, he wanted to destroy these Christians.
结果是。声音跟他说：“你为什么逼迫我
？”And but the sound from the sound, the voice he heard was Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting?
他在侍奉神，结果在逼迫神。
In the midst of him serving God, he was actually persecuting God.
所以你说热心好还是不好
？And so when you say is zeal good or bad?
如果你不认识真神，不认识真理
，if you do not know the truth, you do not know the true God in heaven.
你的热心是害死你自己。
Then your zeal will end up destroying yourself.
也害死教会。
And it will also end up harming the church.
今天虽然信了主了，但是扫罗还是不少啊。
Even though he believed,
今天教会里面的扫罗还是不少啊。
There's not only a few Sauls in today's church.
今天呢，真教会里面呢。
In the true church,
不少人还是用自己的仁义来侍奉神。
There's still a lot of people who are serving out of their own flesh.
以为自己做的是对的。
The things that you they think that they do is correct.
在整个过程当中，自己受亏损，教会也受亏损。
In their own doing, they are harmed themselves, and the church is also harmed.
扫罗那个时候，因为他的眼睛是蒙蔽的。
And for Saul, his spiritual eyes were closed.
所以他有遗憾，他做的事情让自己有遗憾。
And so the things that he ended up doing caused him to have regret later in his life.
他的属灵眼光没有打开。
Because his spiritual eyes were not open.
那今天也是一样。
And the same it is today.
我们帮他来杯水吧，比较可怜啊，一直渴，接待准备一杯水给他。我讲慢一点，不用。
OK，
不好意思啊。方向错误就是会有遗憾。
And when our direction is wrong, we will have regrets.
那我们今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
如果我们做的事情，这是在找错误的方向。
And if we are walking in the wrong direction,
我们也会有遗憾的。
Then we will experience regret later in life.
我们看这个传道书。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
传道书第二章
，Ecclesiastes chapter 2，
第三节
，verse 3，
二章的第三节
，Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 3，
一二三
，1 2 3，
我心里
查 ，I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh，
如何用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心却以智慧引导我，又如何持住愚昧，等我看明世人在天下一生当行何事为美。传道者在问自己一个问题：我一辈子该做什么？
Here the author of Ecclesiastes pondered what he ought to do in his life.
到底我的人生的方向是在哪里
？What is the direction of his life？
为什么一个人会这样问
？Why would a person ponder upon this question？
因为传道者他已经达到人生的第二个危机了。
Because
第二个位 the second crisis.
Because for the author of Ecclesiastes, he encountered the second crisis in his life.
第一个危机大概是你十七八岁的时候，你想我长大要做什么
？The first crisis for a young person maybe for 17, 18, what they want, need, what their life direction for the future is.
我要做什么工作，我要往哪里去，做哪里赚钱。
What their career is, how to make money to support themselves.
18, 20几岁的男生啊，有一些男生啊， 会特别迷茫， 因为不知道我未来的方向在哪里。
Especially youths, for brothers in around 17 to 20 years old, they may have these anxieties.
第二个危机呢？
And what is the second crisis?
就是中年危机。
It is a midlife crisis.
这个时候的人呢， 40几岁的， 什么都有了， 但是心中却很迷失。
At this time, they're around 40-some years old. But they have a lot of things that they have already in their life. But,
家庭稳定， 事业成功。
They're successful in their career. They have a good, loving family.
但是很不开心。
But they're very unhappy.
觉得人生到底为了什么？
They may not understand what life is for.
这也是中年危机。
This is a type of midlife crisis.
那通常中年危机的人呢？
And for people with a midlife crisis,
譬如说你突然间看到他买了一台跑车,
for example, you see them suddenly buy a sports car.
明明是个中年大叔了啊, 但是就是要开跑车, 让自己看起来好像很年轻。
They're obviously someone who's middle-aged, but they buy a sports car wanting to feel young.
或者是呢, 嫌弃自己的太太, 啊, 去交外面的女朋友啊。
Or you know they go and
搞婚外情啊,
they have affairs and have girlfriends beyond their own wives.
这都是因为心理的虚空, 中年危机。
These are all part of the midlife crisis when they have vanity in their hearts.
中年应该是稳定的时候, 应该是做对的事情, 但是很多人中年就迷失了。
When they're middle age, they're actually supposed to do things that are stable, but yet they're also appear to be so lost.
所以传道者也是一样啊。
And so the preacher here, the author of Ecclesiastes, felt the same.
我现在什么都有了, 是不是应该就要享受了?
I have everything to gratify myself with.
我一辈子剩下的时间还要做什么呢?
What shall I do with the remainder of my days?
要有更好的享受吗?
Do I just continue to enjoy myself more?
要更成功吗?
Do I continue to pursue success?
他曾经就是往这个方向去找。
And for him, he went in this direction.
但是结果呢, 又是遗憾。
There was a lot of regret for him.
我们看第二章,
let's look at chapter 2.
第11节,
verse 11.
传道书2章11节,
Ecclesiastes
2:11. 1, 2, 3. 后来我查看我手所经营的一切事, 谁知都是虚空, 都是普风, 在日光之下, 毫无益处, 这个就是遗憾。
This is the summary of regret.
他的方向是错的。
And his direction was wrong.
我们刚刚讲了两种错的方向啊。
We talked about the two types of wrong direction.
第一就是所罗门, 他追求世界, 满足不到自己。
Number one was Solomon pursued the world, he failed to gratify his own flesh.
第二就是扫罗, 他认识主耶稣基督之前,
second was Saul before he knew the Lord Jesus.
他为了犹太教,
he was exceedingly zealous for Judaism.
这个方向也是错的。
And it ended up being the wrong direction as well.
不侍奉神是错, 侍奉错的信仰也是错。
And so to not serve the Lord is the wrong direction, but to serve the Lord incorrectly is also a wrong direction.
所以人生的遗憾都是因为方向错误。
And so in one's life, you also may have the wrong direction.
好了, 那保罗怎么样来改正他的遗憾呢?
And so how did Paul correct his life direction?
也是在他真正认识主耶稣基督之后。
It is after he knew the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的人生不再追求名利了。
He was no longer seeking himself for a name.
主耶稣基督选召他。
And when the Lord Jesus chose Paul,
要选召他去做什么?
What did the Lord Jesus call Paul to do?
选召他去外邦传福音。
He chose Paul so that he could be a spokesperson for the Gentiles.
给他一个生命的一个目标啊。
And gave him a life mission.
从此之后他的人生就不一样了。
And from then on, his life was different.
我们看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the Acts of Apostles.
使徒行传的第九章,
Acts of Apostles, chapter 9,
第15节,
verse 15.
九章的15节,
Acts chapter 9, verse 15.
使徒行传9章15节,
Acts chapter 9, verse 15.
一起读, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
主对亚拿尼亚说, 你只管去, 他是我所拣选的器皿, 在外邦人和君王, 并以色列人面前宣扬我的名, 16节,
16.
我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。这就是保罗的所谓的 calling 了，他的一生的蒙召了。
This was Paul's calling.
神透过亚拿尼亚告诉他。
And Paul, and God chose to deliver this message to Ananias.
你是神拣选的器皿。
And that you are a chosen vessel of God.
你以前不是。
Before you were not.
你以前为了自己而的目的而生活。
Before you were living life according to your own goals and purpose.
这个你的一生人生一直在遗憾当中。
And you lived your life in full of regret.
不单是这样，你还制造别人的遗憾。
Beyond this, you also cause others to have regret in their life.
有时候我们自己遗憾就算了。
Sometimes when we have own regrets, we could let go of this.
你还替别人制造遗憾呢。
But you've created regret in other people's lives.
你看他逼迫的那些基督徒。
If you look at the Christians that he persecuted.
被他下监的。
They were cast into prison.
被他迫害的，被他杀死的。
Their life were destroyed and some were killed.
不是别人的遗憾。
Are these actions not causing regrets for them?
但是现在他方向改变了。
But for now, his direction changed.
神拣选他。
And that God has chosen
him. 他也愿意，他也知道自己的 calling, 自己的所谓的选召。
And he also understood his own calling.
我现在是神的器皿。
That I am now a chosen vessel.
我要去外邦人，就君王面前宣告主耶稣基督。
To bear the name of the Lord Jesus before Gentiles.
第一就是宣告，宣告主。
And to proclaim his name.
第二。我的人生就是为主受苦的。
And to also, my second life's purpose is to suffer for him.
原来苦难，能够为主受苦，是我人生的目标。
And to suffer for the Lord is his life goal.
这个跟我们的一般人的人生很不一样。
This is a life that is very different from ordinary people.
人生一般的成功就是名成利就。
And a person's success is usually in their career.
有很多的享受，出名。
And they often result in a lot of fame and a lot of recognition.
这是世界的方向。
This is the direction of the world.
这是神给保罗的方向。
But this is Paul's direction that was given by God.
你为我受苦。
It is to suffer for me.
你能够为我受苦，你的人生就有价值。
If you can suffer for the Lord Jesus, then your life has value in God's eyes.
结果保罗一辈子跟着这个方向走。
And so Paul, he walked in this direction throughout the remainder of his life.
人生就没有遗憾。
And so, and this is how he lived a life of no regret.
因为他所做的都记在主耶稣的恩典，他的生命册上面了。
Because in all the things that he did, it was under the grace of God.
就算是受了很多的苦。
And even if he suffered many things.
他也不怕了。
He was not afraid.
所以你怎么知道他的人生是没有遗憾的呢？
And so how do you know Paul lived a life without regret?
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
腓立比书三章第八节。
Philippians 3:8.
三章的第八节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 8. Let's read together.
一二三。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。哇，这里保罗他真的是没有遗憾啊。
And here, show that Paul truly started to live a life without regret.
以前他看中了这些名利，他觉得没有什么好的，没有什么好追求的。
The fame and validation that he so prioritized before, he counted as loss.
现在能够为主耶稣受苦。
And now he was able to suffer for the Lord Jesus.
我为了认识耶稣基督。
For the sake, for after knowing the Lord Jesus.
为了传扬主耶稣基督。
For the sake of proclaiming his name.
那我们今天没有保罗那么伟大。
And today, we are not as great as Paul.
但其实我们的人生跟保罗是一样。
But our life and Paul's life should be the same.
保罗被拣选，我们也是被拣选。
For Paul, he was a chosen vessel, but so are we.
保罗要做见证，我们要做见证。
For Paul, he witnessed for the Lord Jesus, and so should we.
关键是我们是把这个看成是有没有把它看成我们生命的目标。
But the only difference is whether or not we put this matter as a priority in our life.
我们活着是不是要成全神的这个美意？
When we live this life, are we fulfilling the beauty that God has for us?
还是我们觉得我们的信仰就是一个礼拜来一次教会、两次教会而已？
Or is our faith simply something we enact once or twice a week?
很多人的信仰只是说我生病我就来祷告，需要神的帮助。
A lot of the people, when they say in their faith, when they're sick, they come ask the healing from the Lord Jesus.
还是你的信仰是我要为主而活。
Or is your faith one where you come before the Lord to live your life out for Him?
所以这一次我在阿根廷一个月。
Now, when I was in Argentina this past month,
非常的忙碌。
I was very busy.
四个星期都是开讲习会。
For the past 4 weeks, it was a Bible seminar.
那中间呢，突然间教会说，麻烦可不可以麻烦我帮忙主持一个丧礼。
And in one of these weeks, the church asked me if I can prepare a funeral service.
那么我就问了，这为谁做丧礼啊？
And I just asked who's this funeral for?
是为一个信徒。
It is for one of our members.
但是这个信徒我们好像不太认识。
But this member we don't know well.
因为在很远的地方外省那边做生意。
Because he did business in a place where it's very far from church.
也很久很久没有来教会了。
And this is a person that has also not come back to church for a long time.
连长职负责人对他都没有什么印象。
Even the ministers, the workers there, they didn't really have a recollection of this member.
可能超过十几年没有来教会。
He probably has not come to church for a decade or so.
我说当然好啊，我能够帮的尽量帮。
And I said, I can help wherever we need.
那为什么他离开世界呢？
And why was it that he passed on from this world?
他本来要从很远的地方回到首都，然后准备要坐飞机回中国过年了。
He was flying. He had a transfer mid going back to China for Chinese New Year.
但是在首都停几天。
But in the capital, he stayed a few days.
结果在这几天当中呢，心脏病发，死掉了。
But in these few days, he had a heart attack and passed away.
突然间就走了。
And all of a sudden, he passed away.
三十几岁而已。
He was only
还没到四十。
He was only in his 30s, not even 40.
三十九而已。
Only 39.
比我还年轻。
Younger than I.
那去帮他办丧礼。
And I conducted a funeral service for him. And I saw him lying there.
他的太太也是很伤心。
His wife was also very sad.
人这样子本来好好的，一下就走了。
He was all right, but all of a sudden his life was taken away.
一切的生意、钱、所有东西都带不走。
All his work in his business and the money he's earned, he cannot bring with him.
那要主持这种丧礼啊，道理也是蛮难讲的。
And to hold a funeral service like this one, it's quite hard to deliver the message as well.
第一，因为我不认识他。
Number one is because I don't know him.
第二，我不晓得有什么好的、值得鼓励大家的事情可以讲。
Second is that I do not know what it is that I can encourage everyone with.
只能讲一些一般的圣经的道理。
We can
顺便布道了，因为他很多亲友也很久没有来教会。
We can only mention some passages from the Bible, and also to let those that was close to him to know the gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹哦，我们不要让传道以后听你丧礼讲道很难讲。
And so, brothers and sisters, I urge you, do not live a life where it's difficult for me to...
不是，不一定是我的。任何一个帮你讲道的人，不要让帮你主持丧礼的人很难讲道。
Not me myself, but do not live a life that is difficult for the minister to encourage members with.
如果你很热心，爱主，爱家庭，大家都很不舍得你。那这种道理就比较好讲。
And if you're fervent, you serve the Lord often. When you leave, there's a gaping hole in the church. You know, there's a lot that can be said.
不要让那个要听你讲到的不晓得要讲什么。
And to not live a life where it's difficult for the minister to encourage members with.
有时候我们一辈子劳劳碌碌，得到什么带不走。
Sometimes we are busy in our own lives. Whatever we gain, we cannot take away.
两手空空来，两手空空走。
We come empty-handed into this world, and we'll leave empty-handed as well.
走了就是一堆遗憾而已。
And once we leave this life, we leave full of regret.
有一些人走了，家人也不想念他。
There are some people who pass away, even their own family members will not miss them.
因为在世界的时候，跟家人的关系也不好。
Because when they were in this world, their relationship with their family members were not good either.
所以我们不要走的时候留下很多的遗憾。
And so when we do not leave this world, leaving behind lots of regrets.
所以今天就是要一种改变。
And so today, this is an urge for everyone to change.
所以保罗就是他改变了，他认识耶稣基督为至宝。
When he knew the Lord Jesus, he counted him as a treasure.
其他都是粪土了。
And everything else is rubbish.
不是说没有价值，而是跟主耶稣没得比了。
It's not that these other things have no value, but it's that compared to the Lord Jesus, it's too far.
随时可以放手。
It is things that he's willing to let go at any moment.
如果这个东西影响我的信仰。
If this thing is affecting my faith.
如果这个东西影响我爱主。
And it is affecting my love for the Lord Jesus.
我可以放手。
Then you must let go.
保罗他为了主放手。
For the sake of Christ,Paul was able to let these things go.
别人可能觉得很可惜啊，你教育那么好，你前途那么好，为什么要这样子？
Other people may count your future, your everything as a treasure.
你本来可以做一个有名有利的很好的法利赛人呢。
There you could have been one of the best Pharisees, famous and well recognized.
怎么搞到自己坐牢啊？
How can you that was supposed to be your direction, but now you are in prison under house arrest.
保罗说我没有什么遗憾。
Paul says to everyone that he does not have any regret.
因为一切那些东西都是粪土。
I have suffered I have counted.
为要得着基督。
All of those things as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
你有遗憾吗？
Do you have regret?
你愿意活一个无憾的人生吗？
Are you willing to live a life of no regrets?
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
305首。
305.